Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 1st, Friday, 219, day 32. Today's topic: there is no shortcut to follow Jesus. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. We use subject-shifting devotion method. First, pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 18 verses 25 to 36, Exodus chapter 13 verse 17 to chapter 15 verse 18. Matthew chapter 21 verses 23 to 46. Proverbs 6 verses 16 to 19. Now pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is there is no shortcut to follow Jesus. Yesterday, we learned how God would reward you and how could we receive those rewards. Today, Jesus wants you to understand there is no shortcut for you to receive God's reward because there's no shortcut to follow Jesus. Number one, God do not want you to have shortcut to follow him. That's from today's Exodus, chapter 13, verses 17 to 18. A. You need time to build up the trusting relationship with God and won't turn back to your old self, old path. B. God gives you a vineyard to work. That's from today's Matthew 21, verses 33 to 34. A farmer needs a lot of time, patience, and lots of work to be fruitful. Number two, God will protect you and build walls and fences, watchtowers, be your shield, and teach you how to battle and win. A. God will protect you and build walls and fences, watchtowers. That's from Matthew chapter 21, verse 33. B. God will be your shield and teach you how to battle and win. That's from Psalm 18. Verses 29 to 30, and then verses 35 to 36. Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 to 14, and then 19 to 20. Number three, what do you have to do to claim God's promise and rewards? A. Do not take away or kill God's prophets from centuries ago until to nowadays, because they are the watchtowers, you know, those servants filled with the gift of prophecy. It's like a watchtower, to sound the alarm, when the enemy come. Those servants of God, he prepares to help you and to deliver his words to you. Don't kill them, including Jesus himself. As from Matthew 21, verses 34 to 43. B. Do not do things God hates. That's from Proverbs 6, verses 16 to 19. See if you can live out 3A and 3B. Yeah. Then, when you are in crisis or in battle, you just need to be still. Don't need to move. Don't need to do anything. And God will fight for you. Wow. That's from today's Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 to 14, and then 19 to 20. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to spend more time with you each day and not take the spiritual shortcut so that we can work hard on the field. You prepare for us to work and be fruitful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you be willing to spend more time with Jesus each day and not take the spiritual shortcut so that we can work hard on the field? Lord, prepare for us to work and be fruitful. Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.